With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A damage assessment well underway as American military experts study satellite images and other clues, looking to accurately gauge the impact of the weekend bombings of several Iranian nuclear weapons sites. In the meantime, Israel and Iran continue firing on each other. Among other targets, Israel says it hit Iran's notorious Evin prison. Iran claims attacks on several Israeli cities, including Tel Aviv. The Mideast conflict and the war in Ukraine, just two of the many pressing issues confronting U.S. policymakers. Could those issues derail congressional Republicans from their passage of President Trump's spending and tax cut bill? Jeff Paff doesn't think so.
We have to be in good shape as a country financially to be able to be a player on the international stage that brings peace and prosperity.
The president of the Conservative Caucus speaking on the Salem Radio Network. Right on cue, the official arrival of summer is bringing extreme heat and stifling humidity from the Midwest up into the Northeast.
Meteorologist Brian Hurley of the National Weather Service says sweltering temperatures are mostly over the Midwest right now, but are moving east.
Where temperatures by Tuesday probably going to be exceeding 100 degrees over the major cities.
Hurley says relief should come by the end of the week.
By the time we get to Friday and Saturday, we're going to be looking at highs generally in the 70s and maybe even upper 60s across parts of New England.
I'm Donna Water.
8-foot waves capsized a boat on Lake Tahoe along the California-Nevada border over the weekend. 6 people were killed. 2 others are missing. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 50 points. This is SRN News. The Barna Group issues a wide-ranging report on America's pastors.
The poll reveals that upwards of 90% of our clergymen remain strong in their faith. And while most of them are not getting rich, they are financially stable and a bit better off than the average layman. However, the Barna report also indicates that when it comes to health, physical and emotional, pastors are doing worse than the general population. They also lag behind in the quality of their personal relationships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democratic Party has built up a big fundraising advantage in the gubernatorial and legislative races in Virginia. Democrats who already control the legislature hoping to keep or expand their thin majority and amend the state's constitution to enshrine both abortion and gay marriage. Virginia is one of 2 states, along with New Jersey, that host statewide elections in the off year. Some expect the results to be a foreshadowing of the 2026 midterm elections for Congress. This is SRN News. The Oklahoma City Thunder are NBA champions for the first time.
In a winner-take-all Game 7, the Thunder defeated the Pacers 103-91 to win the NBA Finals. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 29 points and 12 assists and was named Finals MVP, helping the franchise win its first title in Oklahoma City. Indiana's pursuit of its first NBA title was dealt a blow in the first quarter when Pacers star Tyrese Halliburton exited after suffering a lower right leg injury. Pacers coach Rick Carlisle.
Our hearts go out to him, but so proud of everyone.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Tesla launching a test run of driverless robo-taxis in Austin, Texas. From a business standpoint, the bar is high. Tesla rival Waymo already operates driverless taxis in several cities and will not give up market share easily. More details, SRNNews.com.